keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo, joined by executive producer Will Haynes. And we have a great show for you today. We're going to be hitting a lot of topics. We're going to have some great guests. A lot coming up, Will.
That's right. And we really wanted to focus on some of the foreign policy stuff today. Earlier this week, we focused a lot on some domestic things, on some politics, whether it be 2024 or the bank issue. But we also don't want to neglect that there's a lot going on in the foreign policy world. And a lot of that has to do with China. We mentioned earlier in the week that China is making these ties, these big ties with Russia and with facilitating a deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. So we're going to have some of our experts on to kind of break down a lot of this stuff that's been going on with China and what it means really for the American people.
Yeah, and we couldn't have these experts like Mike Pompeo and Rick Grenell. You know, you have incredible people from previous political administrations, White Houses, that have come aboard with the ACLJ, and it doesn't happen without supporters like you. So they're going to be joining us later in this broadcast, but we are in the middle of our matching challenge, and I don't want to lose sight of that as well, which we can't do this without you. So if you have a minute and you are thinking about where you're going to put your resources, the ACLJ is a great place to do it. All you have to do is go to aclj.org, make any donation. If you $5, $25, $50, so on and so on and so on. Any donation made is matched by another donor who is out there ready to match. Essentially, they have pledged that amount and they are waiting for your donation. Once your donation is made, it unlocks their matching donation. So really great. It's a great time to support. If you've ever thought about supporting our work, this is a perfect time to do it. Again, later on in the broadcast, we are going to be talking with Mike Pompeo and Rick Grenell. We're also going to be talking about what's going on, as you said, in China, what's going on the international front. We do spend a lot of time on the work that we do domestically, but we have offices around the world. Some we can talk about, some we don't talk about. But you can find out so much more information. You can watch all of our incredible videos. You can read incredible blogs and news stories by some of these top leaders by just going to aclj.org. It's really simple. Will, you go to aclj.org, download all of this content, read, get engaged. Not only just support the work, obviously follow us on our social media platforms and all of that, but there is a treasure trove of content there that I think a lot of people maybe take for granted.
And a lot of the experts you hear on air here or on our social channels also are writing for the website. So not only Mike Pompeo, but Harry Hutchison, Wes Smith, Jordan, and your dad have articles up all the time about all this content, about all these stories, about all these policy issues that we care about and are engaged on, as well as things like the victory we saw this week where we got a consent decree against the Smithsonian. None of that can help, can happen rather, without your help at aclj.org by making that gift.
And on this broadcast, we try to break down a lot of it, and same with on the website, into sort of terms we can all understand. It's easy. We're a legal organization to get caught up in sort of the legal mumbo jumbo that maybe you're not comfortable with. You read and you go, I don't know what this means, what that means. We have a great team of writers who take some of these expert voices also and make sure it's actually understandable. That's something that I find very important. We have great writers who can break it down for you and for me. So us who are not lawyers can really understand the incredible work that's going on and find out stuff about like what's happening in China, the influence that they're having on our nation, and what we can do to help change that and change minds here at the ACLJ. Again, I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ by going to aclj.org. Go there right now. Make a donation. Your gifts are doubled this month. It doesn't mean when you give $10, you're getting charged $20. It means when you give $10, another person, another incredible donor, another incredible ACLJ member matches that donation. And we could not do it without you. Again, coming up later in the broadcast, Rick Grenell will be joining us. You always enjoy when he is on. A lot of great information coming from him and from Mike Pompeo. Again, two of our members of the ACLJ who've been with us for the last few years, and we couldn't do it without you. So again, visit aclj.org. If you're watching on Rumble right now, I encourage you to hit that follow button to tell your friends, because we're growing and growing on Rumble. I want to thank them for all of their support over the last few years. An incredible operation going on there. Really like those guys over at Rumble. All right, we'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. What do you have to think about the fact that the Vice President's talking at a climate event? And she brings up this story. I'm going to play it for you if you're just joining us, because she brings up a story about when she was a kid and asking her mom, why are conservatives bad, mom? I just don't understand it, but I know that you tell us they're bad. Why are they so bad? Take a listen.
I'm going to share with you a very simple story, which is that I went home one day and I said, well, why are conservatives bad, mommy? Because I thought we were supposed to conserve things. I couldn't reconcile it. Now I can.
I mean, sometimes, first of all, they're cackling. But I also question these stories. They seem so made.
Yeah, let's say she was 10. So that'd be 1974. Are you really talking about conservation the way you were talking about it, maybe even 10, 15 years later?
Also, in 1974, it was it Nixon? Was it, or was it
I'm not
Carter?
Sure.
It was Nixon.
It was headed towards Carter 79. So
maybe that's why she was hearing Republicans were bad. It was a kind of a
wild. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
But maybe some context.
But yeah, if you said, why are Republicans are bad because of Nixon, that's different than saying, because we were supposed to conserve, and I know about conservation.
And now I understand why I don't like Republicans and hate them. But, I mean, it'd be one thing if she said, well, because of all the Nixon stuff. But that's not how she's... Her big conclusion was, and I finally realized in life, why
my parents are right.
Yeah, Republicans are so bad. So we're taking your calls on that, 1-800-684-3110. This is not new. We played Hillary Clinton's. We've played this before. I mean, the clinging to your Bibles and guns. Yeah. We've heard that.
New. This is a new statement from Kamala.
Right, but they still believe this. They still double down on this, that that group in America, ignore them. Hopefully we beat them in all the elections. And again, yes. And by the way, as Will did point out, people like Teddy Roosevelt, who are Republicans, were huge in starting the conservation movement. The reason why we have national parks,
Teddy Republicans. Roosevelt. You can find that on our children's video, Bald Beagle. You can find the information about Teddy Roosevelt.
Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, the land was protected and all of that. Absolutely. It still is. I'd say conservation is still being run pretty significantly by conservative outlets, not necessarily the what you're thinking of, sort of green energy type of conservation, but traditional conservation, animal protection, those kind of things. A lot of that is happening, the population of animals and those kind of things is happening from largely conservative groups, far as I'm aware. We are taking your phone calls, as Jordan said, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 384-3110. When you hear this kind of rhetoric coming out of your vice president, someone a heartbeat away from being the president, you do start to really question, because again, it's painting with these such a broad brush of
half that country's bad.
Bad. Yeah, I would never even say, I mean, Jordan, maybe you'd go harder than me. I would not say that about people. I would disagree with their beliefs. I disagree with what they stand for.
There's only a handful of people that are actually bad.
Yeah.
In the political realm. I mean, I think there are some bad actors in the political realm, but for the most part, I just strongly disagree with some people.
They believe they're doing
they put themselves out there.
Yeah, and they believe they're doing what's right. And the people who support them believe they're doing what's right, even if we vehemently disagree with them. But I would never go on and tell my kids, everyone who voted for Joe Biden is evil or is wrong, or vice versa. Anyone who voted for Donald Trump is amazing and is a hero. That's not how it works in America. Especially if you only have a two-party system and we're dealing with you having to pick one of two different options. You can't paint with that broad of a brush. And if you do, it's just gross and it's sad. I don't think that's where our listenership is. I don't think that's where our viewers are. I don't think that's where you are watching right now. You vehemently disagree, a lot of you, with the policies and who doesn't of the Biden administration. And you may not like the guy specifically, but that doesn't mean 50% of the country you're not willing to even deal with.
Right. She goes, kept going on in this comments. You got to have a little fun with this. Mm-hmm. Talking about, she was at this conservationist event and climate change. She had to talk about water. Well, Logan, she also had to give us a little lesson, as she often does, about how water works and how water moves.
Go ahead. No.
Yeah, don't say it.
No, I said, those are questions sometimes my kids ask, and I'm like, I'll answer that tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you this. Her answer will not give you enough to satisfy your children will not be satisfied by this answer. They will only ask more questions. Take a listen.
I think about water policy through the context also of another seemingly unrelated issue, but space. So I am the head of the Space Council. I love space. And
so does Ed Perlmutter.
Right? Right. Exactly. And so think about it, right? So there is now technology. In fact, we just recently launched it, satellite technology that is now mapping water around the globe. So we can now see where it is and where it's flowing.
Talking about our globe, right?
Water's flowing all around.
Is this really new science?
What, the water flows around the globe?
We can monitor it through satellites? I feel like that's what we've been able to do.
Yeah, I don't think that's nothing breaking
news. And it flows based off like pretty mappable charts, like the jet streams and the different...
You know? I think that's right.
This is.
I'm not going to pretend to be a scientist and know these things.
Well, she does.
My wife is weather forecaster, I let her.
We don't have enough water to space so that we can look at water.
It feels like she just wanted to say space, and that she's the head of the Space Council. She just wanted to say that her and her magic school buses are, all the way in the stars.
Yeah. Somewhere.
We do have a lot of calls coming in. We're going to take some at 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to talk about coming up. We got a lot of topics to cover today. And we're going to hit more than just, I know this is fun stuff. We're going to talk about that. We also have a Secular Brothers later on today that we'll be doing a podcast where you can hear more, more fun. But we do have some more serious things that are happening. And we're going to hit those a little bit later and talk about some of the work that we're doing right now in the middle of our matching challenge.
Yeah, that's right. If you go to ACLJ.org right now, it's a great time to donate to the ACLJ because we have a matching challenge program. And what that means is very simple. Through the month of March, whatever donation you make, if you go online to ACLJ.org, you'll see it right on the homepage. It takes a couple minutes or less to make that donation. If you make a $25 donation, we have a donor group that is ready to match those donations. They've agreed to match your donations for this month. So if you donate $25, we have a donor that will then donate an additional $25. So because of your $25 donation, we've received $50 at the ACLJ. You can do the math. If it's a $10 or $50 or $100 donation, you're doubling the impact. It's no funny math there. It's just straight up doubling the impact of your donation. These are really critical months for us, the ACLJ. It's how we plan for the next the months ahead, whether it's events, hiring, cases, the broadcast of work that we do, all of that, and what we're working on behind the scenes and some that we're talking about on the air with you, so that we're able to plan and expand. the goal is always to be able to expand the work that we're capable of doing. So support the work at ACLJ.org. By the way, don't get scared away by amounts. It could be a $5 donation. And when that's matched, it's matched by another $5 donation. So it's like $10. If you were able to donate $15, that's matched by another $15 donation. So it brings in $30 to the ACLJ. Without your initial action and your donation, we don't get that matching promise. That only occurs through you taking action and donating, which you do online at ACLJ.org. Right on the homepage, you'll see matching challenge. Can't miss it. Takes a couple of minutes to donate at ACLJ.org.
And we do have one more clip from Kamala Harris. I think if you want to feel like you're being talked down to even more so, let's hear sort of this statement is more about the whole point of national security and how there's a connection between all of her favorite topics. So take a listen.
The Congress member mentioned the point about national security and the interconnection between extreme climate, water policy, and national security. Just think about it. Human beings need to eat food to live. Okay. So if a community or a particular geographic location is experiencing extreme drought over years and years, they cannot grow food. They will then leave that place to go somewhere where they can grow food.
Yeah, you can grow food. I mean, it feels always like your kid at preschool, like in the preschool story time.
By the way, like pull yourself up by those bootstraps and figure out how to grow food in inhospitable places.
Yeah. If you're going to have like the plants, Israelis. You're going to have... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can talk about that, how we can farm the desert now.
Yeah, if you can farm the desert, what is she talking
about? I drove through the desert. I was reading some of our government projects. I have to say, they were trying to do that a lot here in this country, and I feel like we were just like, bah, we got some better places. Let's just let the desert be its thing. We don't need to farm this land. So if you ever make the drive from California... Oh, no. To Las Vegas, Nevada, like I did a few weeks ago.
There is a line where before it turns desert.
There's a ton of different climates and things you go through.
I mean, right there is also where we're getting a lot of our fruits and vegetables.
But you're right. There are a lot of that. But we're going to keep this conversation going. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air. Also, as Jordan said, we're in the middle of the matching challenge. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about the work that we're doing with the ACLJ. Now, this is sort of fun. First two segments we're talking about. The sort of horrible rhetoric coming out of our vice president. That's not fun, but it's interesting entertainment. Now about the work we're going to get to. We're going to talk about that coming up. Support the work at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There's a lot of talk about China, but that's because China's flexing its muscles throughout the world right now. I mean, threatening to get involved directly in the war in Ukraine. That was the latest kind of back and forth. And they basically, their message to the U.S. has been, you better stay out of it. And don't tell us what to do. And then they go through the litany of countries, you know, wars that we've been involved in and conflicts we've been involved in. So they said, you know, we don't tell you. But again, their decision-making is different. They're taking adversarial, potentially adversarial positions to each of our positions. So, it's becoming clearer and clearer. Again, this was not just about economic competition. That's anytime that Joe Biden tries to phrase it that way. Listen, he wouldn't be banning TikTok if it was just about an economic competitor that we have to deal with in the Chinese. It's a new China-first, strengthened Chinese Communist Party, came out of COVID with even more power because the world didn't shun them. They should have been shunned by the world, yeah, but the world did not shun them. And we got a new piece up at ACLJ.org by Wes Smith. Wes joining us now. China's grand plan for defeating America. You start, Wes, and saying defeat comes in many forms. It's not always an outright military defeat and a technical surrender.
Yeah, China has explicitly stated that it is their plan to diminish our influence in the world, to have the world's largest military, to have the world's largest economy. They have a huge economy right now. Ours is still larger. To do all of that because, as President Xi has stated, their goal, whenever your enemy, your adversary says something like this, we probably need to take them at their word. His goal is to be the world's only remaining superpower. And they're going about this militarily and economically. Just two quick examples. Their military budget continues to increase year after year. Right now, they have about the same size Navy as we do, but with two aircraft carriers. They have more nuclear weapons launchers than we do. 3 years ago, they had 200 nuclear warheads. Now, our CIA estimates they have about 1,000. So militarily, they are moving on. They're also buying influence militarily in South America and in Asia, Africa. They're building seaports so they can service their large navy. They intend to circumnavigate the world with their military power. They have the world's largest standing army. And so militarily, they're doing that. But financially, they own us on some level. I mean, we have a $30 trillion debt that the CBO says in the next 5 to 7 years will add another $10 trillion to that. So we have $40 trillion. China already owns over $1 trillion worth of our debt. In other words, basically we're borrowing the money from them. They continue to import more goods here than we ever export to them. So, Jordan, financially and militarily, they are working towards that goal of diminishing our influence and becoming a superpower.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, unfortunately, and we see this with Russia, and we didn't seize the moment. So communism fell, and yet we didn't seize the moment. Something failed in our approach to Russia because we're right back into conflict. Yeah. With call them whatever you want.
Later, it feels very similar.
Yes, and I felt like we've done the same thing with China. They opened up their economy, thought by opening their economy, suddenly that's going to change their whole, and it's actually just made them more dangerous. Because they will exploit all of our economic needs. They'll develop these apps like TikTok. They don't let their own people use them that way, but they'll keep selling it to us. It's this. I just think we opened up these countries we still have not figured that out. Like, how do we tell them, you know, stop back or, you know, open up your economy. Let's have more dialogue. And that's turned on us with China, where they've made these advancements that you talked about, Wes. And then Russia, they might not be called the Soviet Union anymore, but they are acting in that aggressive way as well.
Yeah,
something just did not work in the down. The what we expected to be the changes or the downfall, it may have had temporary, but it seemed like long term. Still, their goal is how do we take down the U.S.
Yeah, and they have combined this goal with Russia and Iran. Yeah. Just in the last 2 years, Russia and Iran and China have signed agreements with one another. The one between China and Russia is called a no-limits partnership. They have done joint military exercises. Russia, China, and Iran, joint military exercises, because they do intend to defeat the United States. And again, as I said in my blog on our website, it doesn't necessarily mean defeat on the battlefield in a formal surrender, but the defeat economically and militarily and influence-wise is just as real and just as far-reaching.
And at what point have we gotten it wrong? Where, you know, when we talk about Iran, we make that distinction. We see they have this horrible regime. It's not all of the people there. But, you know, I see some people about China say, well, it's about the Chinese Communist Party. It's not all people in China. That may be the case. But when you have the largest standing army in the world, it's not just 20 people.
No,
this is a gigantic force, the Chinese. Even if all Chinese don't benefit. Hundreds of millions do.
We have to wrap our head around this a little differently because I think we westernize everything.
We always say, don't make an enemy out of everybody. Mm. But when we've gone to war, you killed all the Germans, right? You didn't say, it's only the people that had this specific, everything was free, everything was a target at a certain point when you go to a full-scale war because the country is supporting it. And I think that's what I'm talking about, is these moments where Russians didn't have to support bringing in another dictator, and they did. Bring in another dictator. And they're not rapidly rising up to overthrow them.
No.
Because there are enough Russians to overthrow them. There's enough Chinese people to overthrow that Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, again, it's a different way of thinking. It's a different mindset.
Because everybody thinks like we do.
Right. And I think that's right. I think that's a big part of the American experiment. And the problem with it can be sometimes, too, is that we westernize everything with that. Let's go phone calls quickly because you've been on hold for a long time. Naomi's calling in Alabama on line one. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I would like to say that I believe the government, our government, is spying on us through our devices and through our apps, and I believe that is why they want to ban TikTok, because that is a gateway for China to get into our government system.
Oh, you mean, TikTok, one, if they want into your government systems, that's the spy of the U.S. government. But two, I mean, they're taking every one of your keystrokes and they're giving it to the Chinese Communist Party. If Facebook was found to be giving that to the U.S. government, they would lose all their users. Like, I mean, Facebook would have a serious, not all of them, maybe, but they would have, they would probably be done.
Rick said, a lot of people take the risk knowing that they like the content.
So I'm not, but what I'm saying is I don't think that, I think there's an issue with spying. A device have made it easier for all actors to spy, and you'd sign a lot of agreements. But at the end of the day, if these American companies were exposed to be giving all of our data over, every one of your keystrokes, over to the FBI or the CIA, then yeah, I think those companies would be facing some serious trouble, even continue to have enough people to operate. Like even with Rick said, like with the balance, I think when it's right here at home, that would even make it more dangerous.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the danger in there, and the danger in TikTok is, again, we're all being very easily exposed to what's happening. When your federal government starts making these kind of moves, and when your state governments that are more, when the red states start moving, and then all of a sudden the blue states do as well, you got an interesting situation at hand. Yeah, this is not something that
you know, it's serious.
You know, that's what I mean. You know, it start when things actually become not politicized, which is just about never. That is a pretty big move. Yep. That you need to keep yourself aware of.
And very rare in our country. All right, folks. As always, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We have a matching challenge right now. And that is a critical time for us financially. It's to double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And again, it's a great time to support our work. It's all up at ACLJ.org. And again, with any of your donations, it's a $25 donation. That triggers a matching $25 donation. So it's like $50 for us. Be involved if you can. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo, joined by executive producer Will Haynes. And we have a great show for you today. We're going to be hitting a lot of topics. We're going to have some great guests. A lot coming up, Will.
That's right. And we really wanted to focus on some of the foreign policy stuff today. Earlier this week, we focused a lot on some domestic things, on some politics, whether it be 2024 or the bank issue. But we also don't want to neglect that there's a lot going on in the foreign policy world. And a lot of that has to do with China. We mentioned earlier in the week that China is making these ties, these big ties with Russia and with facilitating a deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. So we're going to have some of our experts on to kind of break down a lot of this stuff that's been going on with China and what it means really for the American people.
Yeah, and we couldn't have these experts like Mike Pompeo and Rick Grenell. You know, you have incredible people from previous political administrations, White Houses, that have come aboard with the ACLJ, and it doesn't happen without supporters like you. So this show doesn't happen without your support. And how does that work? Well, right now we're in the middle of our matching challenge for the month of March. I know it's spring break. You're thinking about, you know, maybe you're like President Trump and you're like thinking of the sunshines and the beaches. We all are. I know I am. But the work continues and we really could use your support right now. All you need to do is go to aclj.org. You don't have to do anything extra. Just make a donation. And at that point, it essentially unlocks a matching donation. There's already a group of donors ready. And they are ready to match any donation that comes in the month of March. So whether, and look, this, the backbone of our organization, I've said this before, I want to say it again, is not multi-million dollar donors who come and fund this whole thing. Sure, there are great, large donors that do help, but that is not the backbone. This runs on $10, $25, $40, $50 donations. That's how all of this happens. And I know I say all of this, you can think we're in like a closet somewhere. If you could turn around and see, we are in a massive multimedia facility. We have offices in Washington, D.C. and around the world fighting for you and fighting for your rights. So we ask you to give a donation during this month of March. I know it's tough. I know it's a tough time. I know it's economically scary when banks are collapsing and all this stuff is happening. But you have $5. We could really appreciate it even. Go to aclj.org. Make that donation today. Phone lines are completely jammed right now, which I haven't been able to say in a long time. You know, a lot of you guys watch digitally now, which I love. Most of you are not, you know, sitting there calling in. A lot of you are watching on Rumble or YouTube or Facebook. And right now, if you are watching on one of those outlets, I'm going to ask you to do one thing because the phone lines are jammed. I'm going to ask you to do something that's absolutely free, but really does help us. If you're watching on Rumble, click that follow button. It's essentially subscribing. Follow. We do this show Monday through Friday every day. If you're watching it right now live, you'll see it within this hour every day, Monday through Friday. If you are on Facebook, if you are on YouTube, follow, like, subscribe. You know what to do. I don't have to walk you through all of this. You know what to do. Hit the bell. Do that whole thing. That really helps get the word out there because this is a fully independent broadcast. There is no big network behind us pushing this broadcast. This is fully independent. No one's telling us what we have to say or can say or can't say. The only thing maybe deciding what we can and can't say is just because the first, or because the show also is aired on 1,000 radio stations. So sure, there are things that we can't say because the FCC, but there are things we probably wouldn't say to begin with. But there are no, there's no, you know, corporate overlord. And with that, we're a fully independent broadcast and we can only do that with your support by liking, sharing, and of course, any donations that come in at aclj.org. Go there right now. Make a donation. Your gifts are doubled this month. It doesn't mean when you give $10, you're getting charged $20. It means when you give $10, another person, another incredible donor, another great, incredible ACLJ member matches that donation. And we could not do it without you. Again, coming up later in the broadcast, Rick Grenell will be joining us. You always enjoy when he is on. A lot of great information coming from him and from Mike Pompeo, again, two of our members of the ACLJ who've been with us for the last few years, and we couldn't do it without you. So again, visit aclj.org. If you're watching on Rumble right now, I encourage you to hit that follow button to tell your friends because we're growing and growing on Rumble. I want to thank them for all of their support over the last few years. An incredible operation going on there. Really like those guys over at Rumble. All right, we'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Hey,
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
Welcome back to Secula. We are joined now by Senior Advisor for National Security and Foreign Policy, former Acting Director of National Intelligence, among many other things, Rick Grinnell. And Rick, we're going to start this one off with a pretty interesting story that came out over the weekend, and that is that China, you know, you have a couple different players in this space. Maybe you don't want to hear these three together, and it is what happened. China has brokered an agreement between, some longtime rivals of Saudi Arabia and Iran, and I wanted to get your thoughts about that when China is the one trying to cool tensions and what that could mean on the global stage.
Well, it's very troubling. I don't accept any of this premise that somehow China is now leading in the Middle East. I think that they are trying to make a move, and they've been trying to make a move around the world in a lot of different places. But this is just a really signal for the United States to wake up, for the Biden administration to wake up. You know, we've seen Anthony Blinken really struggle to put forward diplomatic solutions. Certainly, we've seen it in Ukraine. He's been completely silent. I'm beginning to believe that the Biden team at the White House actually doesn't trust Anthony Blinken. And so here he is once again being outmaneuvered by the Chinese with this diplomatic win for the Chinese. I don't think that you can characterize it any other way. When Saudi Arabia and Iran joined together via the Chinese with Chinese ideas and Chinese pushing and pressure, it's very troubling. And Americans in our Congress needs to wake up, and Americans need to be pushing our Congress to get more involved. I'm very uncomfortable with allowing the Chinese to make this move without having a move from the Americans and from the State Department.
Rick, one thing that concerns me is during the previous administration, things that you were very much a part of, the Abraham Accords, they were historic deals of bringing Gulf states together with Israel in new diplomatic relations and things that we had not seen forever. And it was historic. Now we're seeing a country that had been kind of mentioned in that role, if there was maybe four more years, that we would see a Saudi Arabia having better ties with the nation of Israel. But what we're seeing here is instead Saudi Arabia have diplomatic relations restored with Israel's main antagonist and enemy in the region. And what does that tell you about the lack of American influence and strength in the region? But also, what does it mean for Israel?
Look, I think that it's a real warning sign for the Israelis. I think they see it as that. You have this entire media in Washington, D.C., from reporters as well as from the political class, all saying that Donald Trump would bring in World War III. The reality is that Donald Trump brought peace, and Joe Biden brought in the beginnings of World War III. This is, I can't say it any other way other than a disaster for America on the world stage. We've dialed back. We are allowing our allies and others to really go unprotected. When you see Saudi Arabia and Iran joining forces with the Chinese, this is a red alert. This is a huge warning. Anthony Blinken should be fired. He's demonstrated multiple times that he doesn't know what he's doing. He is unable to put forward peace agreements. And we see the world getting in more chaos because of this Biden team. I mean, let alone the banking problems that we're having this weekend. I look at what's happening on global affairs, and I'm just as concerned with the crisis.
Yeah, don't worry, Rick. They're blaming that on the previous administration as well. That's just what happens here. You know, they only had a few years to figure it out themselves. We got to keep blaming. We got to do that. It's always got to be what happens in politics. You got to blame the previous administration. It doesn't matter how long ago it is. It doesn't matter how long it's been. And this happens in situations when people have very short memories. When some of my friends who are more liberal leaning said, I'm voting for Joe Biden. I can't vote for Trump. I can't do this anymore. They specifically said, well, why would you vote for him? Well, do you remember ISIS? Remember, remember the terrorism that was happening across the Middle East? Now you remember the Abraham Accords? Remember that was sort of a positive move? And guess what's going to happen? 6 months from now, you're going to start hearing about ISIS again. You're going to start hearing about terrorism again. You're going to start having this world in chaos. And what happened from different threats this time, not only those threats, it starts popping up because it seems to be that this policy just brings that right back. But Americans have very short windows in terms of almost trauma where they're like, they forgot that during the Obama years, how crazy it was when it came to terrorism and how quickly that ended during the Trump years and how it was almost a shock to them that this could ever come back.
Look, I think that you're exactly right that what we have going on right now is not only chaos on the world stage, but massive spending from the U.S. taxpayer. We're paying to the tune of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for the war in Europe. And we now see that this is this entire situation is making us less safe. You look at the police, you look at our border and the crisis that's happening in South America because of this. You look at the Pacific with China bullying Taiwan. I can't think of an area of the world that is less secure under Joe Biden.
Rick, you mentioned the bank crisis over the weekend, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that as they did try to push a little bit of the blame on the previous administration, but when in reality we've seen uncontrolled government spending, out of control Biden inflation, and then we see the Federal Reserve having to try and keep up by raising interest rates at an unprecedented and historic rate. What were your thoughts when you saw this happening and the Biden administration's response today?
My first thought was I was hoping East Palestine had a bank. Maybe they did, they would be bailed out. Yeah, and a quicker response. But look, the reality is that the Biden administration has created this crisis by telling banks and corporations that they have to rely and emphasize on really faulty programs, programs that don't bring in money, but that spend a lot of time. You look at this bank, Silicon Valley, and they had massive spending loans for climate-related companies. You know, we're talking to the tune of 1,500 alone on the climate and energy issues. And then you look at their programs and they had, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion officers. They didn't hire a risk manager for a very long time, but yet they were advertising for more DEI positions. They had the emphasis, the management had the emphasis on all of the wrong things. And that was in order to please Washington. when Washington comes forward and says you got to have these diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and then you have banks racing to do that while canceling anyone who's related to the Second Amendment or canceling anyone who's a conservative, I think that your priorities are in the wrong place. And lastly, I'll just say this. I actually thought that we were not going to be bailing people out anymore. The rules keep changing in Washington. Sometimes the big ones get bailed out and they're called, you know, too big to fail. Well, now we have too woke to fail. If you're a real woke bank, then you're going to get the money. And I think we got to have consistent rules.
Yeah, we'll keep a track of that too, and we'll be watching that. Thank you, Rick, for joining us. It is an important time at the ACLJ. We are in the middle of our matching challenge, and we're going to be heading into our next segment here. I know a lot of you have called specifically about the banking crisis. We're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment as well. We're going to take as many calls as we can. Anything we're going to move forward with topic-wise, I think we're going to stick to this. We're going to take your calls. So 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air today. I know a lot of you have been holding for a while, but we do have two lines open right now. And it's an important time to discuss some of these issues because you heard from Rick. You'll hear from other experts this week. It's not necessarily always cut and dry. Well, people have a lot of different opinions on this. While you may agree that we're glad that the consumer was protected in this situation, there may be ulterior motives that are happening. And you've got to always keep an eye on that. When you had clips like that, we played too from Biden saying, we're going to find out why. We're going to find out who did this, what did this, and what caused it. You got to make sure that what he's not saying is the target's now on you.
And we had an interesting comment from Rumble from Kay Cole, Rumble, who said, I'm a retired banker that worked for big banks. This bailout is all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Interesting. I think that does definitely play into some of the rationale of how quickly they jumped when a lot of the depositors are friends of the left. I do think that it's not all that. I do think that there was concern that this would have a ripple effect, but
it would have, because I'll be honest, I was getting text messages from people in Alabama saying, do I need to go pull my money out of my bank account? So it's not all just coming from Silicon Valley. But I understand why you could feel that way. It feels that way on a lot of issues right now. But again, we're going to take your calls. 1-800, say it one more time, 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching right now, you can see the number right there. It's not that hard. Just a few digits. You can call in and be on the air. We're going to take those coming up in the next segment as well. I've been saying support the work of the ACLJ because it's the matching challenge. It is, but what I'm actually going to encourage you to do right now is have one ask right now, one thing. However you're watching, if you're watching digitally, subscribe on that. So subscribe on YouTube, following on Rumble, whatever it is, engage right now.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Secular. We're taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. We're getting to the economy. So we've hit a lot of issues. President Trump and this potential indictment. And I say that because the grand jury invited him in New York, this is a New York State issue, to come testify. Usually, and that's just based off legal practice, someone who is the target would get that opportunity right before an indictment is issued. Now, right before does not mean today, but imminent, more imminent. And it doesn't mean 100% either. You know, the grand jury decides that. But I will say that's how the DA approach things. So you have this opportunity to address the grand jury, kind of like if it does actually make it to court, you would have an opportunity to address a jury or the courtroom. You don't always do that, yeah. But you do get the opportunity. And usually that's in a situation, again, you have to weigh a lot of different factors. We all watch all these criminal cases now all the time. Now, this is not certainly a multiple murder wild family story like the one out of South Carolina that was so unfortunate and sad. But people see, I think, understand what we're talking about there. So we talked about that. We talked about, again, the COVID origins, the way that the lash out occurred. But I do want to spend more time on the economy because it affects every single one of us. So Harry Hutchison, Director of Policy. Harry, new job numbers came out. They were released. The Biden team, of course, is touting this as wonderful news. But the truth behind the numbers isn't so great.
Absolutely. So it's clear beyond question that the unemployment rate rose slightly. So there's not much to cheer about there. Number two, the evidence shows that average wages adjusted for inflation have actually fallen. So there's not good news there. And thirdly, we should keep in mind that the Federal Reserve is preparing to raise interest rates again. That means mortgage costs should likely rise. And lastly, President Biden has issued a new budget proposal. And essentially, the budget proposal consists of an increase in income tax rates, federal capital gains tax rates, Obamacare rates, that's the Affordable Care Act, the tax rate on stock sales, property up, corporate tax rates up, taxes on fossil fuel companies up, which should drive up energy costs. So I think the Biden administration will term or claim that this proposal is simply a tax on the rich. But as people pay those taxes, that means they have less money to purchase goods and services. This affects everyone.
It does affect everyone. We actually have a call coming in right now kind of about this whole situation. Let's go to Mark, who's calling on line two. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm Mark. I'm in Michigan. I crunch numbers for a living, specifically financial numbers. And about 5 years ago, I decided to figure out, okay, how much does a country have to take in and or cut spending just to break even so the national debt does not go up? I don't remember if it was 5 or 6 years ago. But what I found was you had to combine two things, an across-the-board cut in total spending, and I don't care what budget item it is. I don't care if it's Social Security. I don't care if it's, you know, military. I don't care if it's, you know, social programs. You had to combine that with an increase in tax revenue of 25% just to break even.
Well, I think, again, I'll go to Harry Hutchison on this because people try to say, okay, how do we get back?
Like, how does it ever even out?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like that's the way our
government
works.
Even when they increase taxes, like on the 25% minimum tax on the richest in America, that it still doesn't balance out the budget. I think even there, under the best estimate, it's cut $3 billion out of the national debt.
I think that is correct. And one of the things that the Biden administration fails to understand is that with respect to some of these proposed tax increases, those tax revenues associated with those tax rate increases are optional. Why is it optional? Well, you can defer selling property. You can defer selling stocks. So the projected revenue often does not match the actual revenue that comes in. And so at the end of the day, middle-income people, working-class people, are often hurt by tax increases, even if these tax increases are allegedly aimed at the rich. But I go back to the reduction, if you will, in tax credits that they are making available for fossil fuel companies. This means they are paying more taxes if they're making money. But of course, one of the ways of adjusting for a tax increase is to raise the prices at the pump. So I think at the end of the day, it's important to keep in mind that the cultural elites, our cultural overlords in Washington, they don't really understand economics, but the Biden proposal is probably dead on arrival in Congress. That is the good news.
You know, when we talk about all these economic issues, Harry, as well, I mean, people really just want to know, are we going to see continued interest rate hikes, and is there any end in sight? I mean, some people have talked about 10% as maybe the end in sight. That seems pretty catastrophic to a lot of people.
I think you're right. I think my basic guesstimate is between 8 and 9%. Keep in mind that interest rate increases by the Federal Reserve, they don't have that much of an impact on the economy until about a 6 to 9 month lag time. So the Federal Reserve has announced this week that they intend to remain aggressive with respect to interest rate rises. And so one of the things that the Americans should keep in mind is that that means their mortgage rates will rise. And some Americans have adjustable rate mortgages. And so even if they are not buying a new house, or even if they're not refinancing, absolutely.
Because your mortgage payment could have doubled. I mean, a lot of times right now, whatever mortgage you're getting is on the same price houses, it could be near double what you're paying monthly.
That's wild. A lot of people had a lot of comments, and a lot of people came in. I want to thank everyone who's listened and watched today and watched this week. We know we have a lot of new viewers who've come in via Rumble. We know we have a lot of new viewers that have come in through all of our different platforms and social media platforms. I'm going to ask you one more time, if you don't mind, if you are brand new to this broadcast or you haven't done it yet, you're watching on Rumble, hit the follow. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're on Facebook, like, do all those things. However you want to engage with this show, the better. Rumble is a great source. They've been great to us, and we appreciate all of their support. So if you could, follow us there. Follow us on all our other channels. But again, we are at the really right start to be in the middle of our matching challenge. A very important time.
That's right. So as we get towards the middle of the month, it becomes that much more critical. Our matching challenge is a way for us to really put together the financial situation that we're in as the ACLJ moving forward, so that we know if we can add additional resources. Do we need to? Can we add if we need more staff? If we need to take on a larger case, it's going to require more staff or issue. All of that is because of your financial support to the ACLJ. And of course, it continues to do all the work that we already do. So we have these matching challenges where a group of our dedicated donors say we will match the donations that come through this month. It's very simple, Logan. I mean, it's like if you made a $10 donation online at aclj.org right now, that $10 will be matched by a $10 donation from one of our donors this month. That's right. So it's $20 for us. So whether you've had to even cut back some on how much you can give, this is a great time to donate if you're still in a position to donate at all, because you're doubling the impact of your donation. So you're making what you can give, the value to us is doubling. So I hope that encourages you, even if you're in a tougher situation right now, but still trying to make those contributions to groups you care about, do it online at aclj.org. We'll talk to you next week.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.